Welcome to the Wager Makers Podcast with Webb and Schmidt.
Brick by brick, baby. I'm freaking out, Webb.
I would there be no man.
Stupidity is going to be an asset.
What a bunch of crybabies.
Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Weber. Say hey, Webb.
Hello, hello. What's up, Smith?
I'm Smit, that's Webb, and we are the Wager Makers, and this is the Wager Maker Podcast. This is already Wager Maker Podcast number 21. Hard to believe, Webb.
21, baby. Lucky 21. Blackjack.
Haha. Blackjack. I like it. So don't forget, you can listen to us TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, everywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, Devin has a little message for you about YouTube. Listen to what she has to say.
Hi, this is Devin Weber. When you go on the Wager Makers podcast webpage, make sure to subscribe, hit the like button, and hit the bell to put on your post notifications. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Devin. And you can check us out also at sportswatchmonitor.com. They handle all our picks. We put all our picks in through them, all the ones we talk about here. And then plus daily picks we'll also put on for baseball. It's coming to a close, but also NHL. NBA, everything in between, the regular weekend football stuff. We pop on our Instagram and Twitter pages at hashtag winners. So check us out on there. Webb, we had some good things and some bad things about our picks last week and we can talk about today.
It seems like we've seen this movie before. We kind of start out the same way every time.
Right. So NCAA, we went 7-6, but it's damn, we lost the first three games of those weeknight games kill us sometimes in college football. We went 0-3. We had USC. We had under in USC, and we had SMU. We should have taken, man, I'm telling you, we got to take more points more often. We had a home dogs Thursday night. We could have taken the team that, yeah, Houston was the game team playing against SMU.
Yeah, fuck them. I can't do that.
All right, well, I mean, fucking they won. You were 0-3 going into the weekend. Fuck them all you want. All
right, well.
USC, right. we could have taken who did they play? Was that Colorado? That was the other game. That was the other game this week.
Yeah, we can't. I got them written down this week. I don't know how. Every week they're on the list one way or the other.
We had home dogs. We had home dogs all over. We were both. The thing is fucked up. We're both like, oh, I don't really have a real good play on this one. Let me lay 14 points on the road. Yeah. I don't really have a good feel about this one. I'm leaning this way. Let's lay 14 points on the road Friday night. Also, we're as dumb as we get. And then NFL, we suck. Let's face it. We're changing
NFL's
our ways.
NFL's impossible. NFL, this is the week. This is the week.
Dude, we're changing our ways.
Listen, we're the NHL gurus right here. We might as well be Canadians.
Well, we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that.
We're picking as good as we are in the NHL. Let me segue. My man Timmy Ross, what's going on, T-Bones? I've been going back and forth with him. He's been blasting me about our let's call him subpar NFL picks. My college roommate, love you, T. So anyways, I was taking some grief about our picks. He's our latest subscriber on YouTube, by the way.
T-Bone, my man. What's up?
Anyways, so I pushed him to the ice. So I think we're probably 6-7-1 or something since we got him on the ice. So we got a little something. I got a little ammunition to fire back at.
All right, I'll tell you this. We got some good things to look at. So at Sports Watch Monitor, we're currently number two out of all, I think there's like 50, 60, 70, there's 80 in football. I think in hockey they have about 60 guys up there, 60 guys and 60 handicap services. Right now we're number two in the NHL. Right now we're number four with one game left. We're watching it right now, the World Series, one game left in the postseason. Major League Baseball, we're currently number four there. We're also on the Sports Watch Monitor. The last 30 days, we're the fifth-ranked handicapper in the last 30 days overall. We're getting there. But
so overall, is that all four sports?
That's everything all together. Every pick for the last 30 days, we're number five.
There you go.
So we're trying to. We went for broke tonight on the Nationals and the over and the Nationals on a run line to try and get number one in that Major League Baseball. So we'll see how that turns out. We need these Nats to get going. Right now, the Nats are down 1-0. It's about the third inning, so we'll see how it turns out.
Tell them we went broke. You just got to say we went 3-0. That's all you got to say. No one needs to know the inside. They don't got to look behind the curtain, man. That's between me and you. That's inside wager makers info right there.
Listen, I'm open. We're the wager fucking makers. We go for broke. That's what we do. You're not the wager makers podcast and don't go for broke. Play it safe. We don't do that. We wouldn't be sitting here if we played it safe.
No layup. Don't lay it up. We're tin cup all the way. No,
we could have taken a knee and hope number four, hope the top people get it, lose. We could have done that, but we don't do that. We swing for the fences. Wager maker swing for the fences.
Ted Williams. We're going 4 for 4 the last day of the game of the season, like Ted Williams hitting 400.
Right. Wager makers, we swing for the fences here, buddy. We don't fuck around. We're either going for it or we're not. So NFL, let's get back. I want to talk about the NFL a minute. We got to change our ways. Here's the way I look at it. We're not going to win the college football. We're not going to win the NFL at this point. We're too far behind. What we got to do is get to the point where we're in the plus. If we can do that, stay good in NHL, stay good in MLB. NBA, we've been doing pretty good so far. We had a rough night last night because I went to the Pelicans game, sat on the floor, and the team let me down. But we're going to get to that also.
Just because you're a homer. You're just too much of a homer, man. That's it.
Well, we'll talk about that. I'm a homer. My teams win. The fucking Saints and LSU are the baddest teams in the world.
Well, you better get on your soapbox and talk to Alvin Gentry, whoever the fuck that coach
is. Alvin Gentry's no good. He's no good.
Joe Holiday, whoever. Talk to your band, Zion. Tell him to get his ass in a hot tub.
You know, sometimes, Webb, you can't point fingers at everybody. We got to look at ourselves on some of these picks. I'll take the Pelicans. That was on the floor. It was cool. I got the picture of Eric Campbell out there. That if anybody out there knows the thing with Scott Van Pelt, the where in the world is Scott Van Pelt and all that shit, I put it on there. You might see it on ESPN this week. If he does it once a week, do you know if he does it once a week or every night, the Scott Van Pelt Sports Center, where they do where in the world is hashtag something Scott Van Pelt or where isn't Scott Van Pelt? That was my buddy Eric Campbell I put on there, and he liked it. The actual Scott Van Pelt liked it. But I don't know what he puts on SportsCenter there when they show the bald-headed guy with glasses all the time on the SportsCenter. Right around the time they show Bad Beats, I'm all over the Bad Beats shit too.
Yeah, well they just show up. That's our section. Yeah. That's our time.
They should hashtag us on Bad Beats.
Yeah, that's right. We lead the league. Bad Beats.
So we're 3-6 in the NFL this week. We do dumb shit, Webb. I'm looking right. The NFL.
First thing is 3-6 is too many games. It's too many games.
No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
I've only been doing
the games we didn't like. The games we didn't like, we would have been if we only picked the games we really like, we've been 0-4. You know, we took Green Bay going, what the fuck? We took the Dolphins going, what the fuck? They were our winners.
Right. I like the Dolphins.
Yeah, you did. We both like the Dolphins.
So how many games you got on your list for this week? Let me ask you that.
Well, I got, let's see.
In the NFL.
Not a lot. I got 1-2 because that's the Monday, and I got the Thursday, and I got the Sunday and Monday. But then other than that, I only got 3 other games. I didn't really like. I'm having a hard time with that.
That's exactly what I did. I picked Monday, Thursday, and then Sunday, I guess. And then I also picked that 9:30 game.
I can tell you right now, you're not going to like my Thursday pick because I'm changing my ways. I'm going points. I'm taking points. But we're going to get.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I know. You don't take points ever. You don't take the underdog ever. Ever. I have the bag.
Obviously, I'm taking some underdogs. 3-6. Hey, listen, I took the Dolphins. They covered.
We did. We should do it more often. That's what I'm saying to you. We took like in the NFL, right? So you got like the Saints and the Patriots. Yes, I put the Saints up there too because they fucking blow the shit. They blow the doors off people.
What about the 49ers? You're gonna pick against on Thursday? They're undefeated.
No, but I'm talking about like I know the 49ers did good and they covered against Carolina all shit last week. But I'm talking about covering well all the time. The week before they won 9-0 the 49ers to Washington.
So they probably covered. How about the Saints? They won games 12-10, 2 in a row. They won 2 games, 2 weeks in a row.
They were getting points. They were getting points to the Cowboys, right? They covered in the Cowboys 12-10. That was a cover. That's your argument?
Well, that wasn't 9-0 a cover? They were laying more than 9 points?
I don't know. I don't remember. Right. Was it 9-0 or 9-3? I don't know.
We talked before.
We're not about facts. Here on this, we're just trying to get our. I'm trying to get my opinion across.
Generalizations.
Right. So, but I mean, we do stupid shit. Like, so what I'm trying to say is, we laid close to a touchdown in like 3 or 4 or 5 different games, and the favorite won almost. The Texans won. The Lions won. I'm trying to think of the other ones we had. The Colts, they won. But we're laying 5-6 points. You just can't do that in the NFL anymore. I saw a stat, of course, after we made the play. Every game that the Colts were in this season was ended up 7 points or less the final score was 7 points or less, and we lay like seven. Oh, cool, good stat. I'll take the Colts minus 7 or whatever. I mean, it's like fucking dumb.
I think it was 5.
Yeah, I think it was five. I think it was 5 too. Trying to get a point across, but the Lions were laying 7. At one point, they were up by 2 touchdowns, and the Giants just come back. The NFL, man, the difference between a good team and a bad team, other than the Dolphins and the Skins and the Saints and the Patriots, is like
the Niners.
2 plays. And all right, we can throw the Niners in there if you want. I get
it. And the Packers.
What if they're playing a backup quarterback? But the difference in those games is the difference between those teams is a couple of plays. You know?
Oh, for sure.
So I mean, if we're laying, it used to be, you lay in a touchdown, you're like, oh, this team's gonna whoop this team's ass. They're definitely gonna win by, they'll win by a touchdown. Nowadays, no, it doesn't matter. It's the win by 2 points, 3 points. Crazy shit happens.
Yep. Oh yeah. No doubt.
I don't know. So, but I mean, we kicked ass on Saturday. We had we went 7-3 Saturday, I think. We had Ohio State, man, they just roll every day. UCF, Michigan, had a couple of unders. Gotta love under winners. We had under LSU, under Alabama. Hey, dude, we won on the Scarlet Knights last week on Saturday.
It was the third week. Shit is flowing your way.
Third week in a row at sportswatchmonitor.com that we were in the top 5 on Saturday's standings. You know, they go daily also.
Yep.
Third week in a row because we had baseball winners, we had NBA winners, all kinds of shit. So we're hanging in here. We need to, man. It's now,
hockey winners.
Now the bottom of the fourth. We got to win Sunday. And then, you know, we got bye weeks down here in New Orleans. Who decides that the Saints and the Alabama should have, I mean, the Saints and LSU should have a bye week on the same week? Yeah. People down here know what the fuck to do with each other. They got a po' boy festival.
They got to do something.
Yeah. Bye week. LSU and the Saints are both on a bye week. People just waiting for that LSU-Alabama game. Been talking about it all year long. Oh, man, it's going to be good. This is to be the best chance LSU's had to win this game in 10 years. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, but Tua's a little banged up, too, man. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to be ready to play. You got to know he's going to be ready. That's one of them playing games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we had couple fun things. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, add a couple fun things. The World Series is going on. We need the Nationals to get going, man. They're down 1-0. We had a couple fun things. They had a big story came out. A couple girls. Did you see this? A couple girls came up there. They're probably they say models. They're probably like YouTube, Instagram stars and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, so trying to get some clickbait and all that. And so they come out there trying to get cold. They flash them out there in the thing. So people are raising hell. They're banned for the Major League Baseball banned them for life from the game.
For life. That's what you want to do. Ban young hot chicks from your games. That's the way to grow.
It's the most exciting thing that happened to baseball in 30 years.
Ever.
Unbelievable. Right. Remember when we were kids, they used to have this girl. We're dating ourselves now because I know a lot of guys that listen to this are a lot younger than us and shit. You got
way over there.
Right. So they had this woman named Morgana. And she was this big blonde with big old boobs and everything. She used to run out onto the court or onto the field, baseball, football, and kiss the dudes.
Why would they run at bat or on the mound?
while they were playing.
Yeah. And it was not only they didn't frown upon it was encouraged. They let her do it.
The guy would like blush and kiss her, and then she'd run off, and then next week she'd be at some other game.
Exactly. Yeah, that was great. That was always good. Right. Never even think twice about it. Like, it wasn't anything. Like, this is great. Check this chick out.
Now they're banned for life.
Right. For some shit on their phone.
Society. Society's gone downhill,
Webb. Hell in a handbasket, buddy. Hell in a handbasket.
But then they got this guy. I don't know if you saw this. They got this guy. He was out in the outfield. He was carrying 2 Bud Lights. And the fly ball, I think it was a home run, came out. And did you see this? You see this?
I didn't. You were telling.
So he's holding the two Bud Lights, but he didn't lose the Bud Lights. He holds them. He gets his body in front, like perfect position, like they say when you're a kid. They're like, oh, you know, make sure you get your body in front of the ball. Make sure you get. He gets his body in front, hits him right in the gut, goes down. He keeps the beers. He gets the ball, home run ball, and now Bud Light's making commercials with him. Everything. He was on the TV last night. They're making commercials, doing all kinds of stuff. Get a free beer for life.
There you go. Have a day, buddy. Have a day.
You never know. That's just so to show you. Webb, you never know when your big chance is going to come.
Right. That's right. Opportunity comes. Then it knocks. You got to answer that call, man. Good for him.
You never know.
Good for him.
And they got, speaking of bye weeks, the shitty-ass Falcons are under bye week this week, Webb. So
they're coming to New Orleans next week. I looked at it. I saw that.
Yeah, week after.
That's an easy pick.
So they come out.
Take a point now?
Yeah. You've been talking every week. Well, every week since you said they should win the Super Bowl, you've been mentioning that Dan Quinn should get fired. So yes. Arthur Blank comes out with a story, says, we gotta think through the bye week, you know, and assess the thing to assess the coaching situation.
Yeah, you think? How do these guys make literally the guy's a bazillionaire. He's a billionaire. How can he be so smart in one aspect of life and then so fucking ineptly stupid? Who is telling him that this guy knows what he's doing? I'm sure I don't remember exactly what I said, but I'm sure I gave a little caveat when I said I'm the only thing that scares me about them was the head coach, and that at least I got a little fraction of something right in that statement anyway.
Right. I mean, as a Saints fan, I'm hoping they let him coach for the next 10 years.
Dude, I hear you. I get it. I've been there. I cried when I almost cried when Kirk Cousins left the Redskins.
Oh.
Keep them dummies in charge.
Yeah, like he needs a bye week to assess how it's going. Listen, man, it's not going too good. I can tell you right now, your team's getting your ass beat every week, at home, on the road, against shitty teams, against good teams, everything.
Just paid, I don't know how much to the defense. You're giving Matt Ryan, who now officially sucks, a bazillion dollars. You just paid Julio Jones, who's worth it. But how are you going to do that when your team is 1-6, 1-7, whatever it is? Unbelievable. He should pay that money to, I don't know, kidnap Kyle Shanahan and get his ass back. That's the only thing he made Matt Ryan $100 million.
Right. Was it? I mean, what's the deal? I guess Dan Quinn was the one that brought him to the Super Bowl, right? I mean, even though they lost 28-3 lead,
I guess
they figure he's the guy. You get a little pass, but damn, that team is awful.
That was how many years ago now, right? Right. I mean, that's just a bad product. You can't. I don't know how you can. There'd be no one saying, "Whoa, what are you doing? How can you get rid of him so quickly?" Yeah, even after, I mean, how many times? He's the only team with injuries. What happened when Drew Brees got hurt?
Yeah. Fucking keep rolling, buddy. Okay. You know what happens when the Saints do it.
Right. Well, they got to have somebody stand up and rally them like you did, man. That's what they need. There ain't no one down there in Atlanta doing shit.
Ain't nobody in the dirty Atlanta doing nothing like that. That's the dirty birds. There ain't nobody in dirty bird country rallying the team around like I did. No. I mean, they had some dude in the stands at the Saints game, right? It looked like a spitting image of Drew Brees. Had the it was like a Halloween thing, so he had the number 9 on shit. And he even put the little birthmark thing on there. He looked just like him. Looked just like Drew Brees, right? So it got on TV, and then it got on like Twitter and all that shit started going viral. So he did look just like him. So then Drew Brees goes out and visits the guy. It's all on TV yesterday and shit. What about me? He didn't help them win.
No. Hey, where was he when Drew Brees got hurt?
Yeah.
Where was he then?
Yeah.
Where was he when dudes were wearing referee costumes? Where was he then?
I mean, I'm undefeated. I mean, this is like coaching. This is like new fucking Rockney shit.
More than that. You even beat the Pope to it.
The Pope trying to get in all my shit. Trying to get on my action. Oh, the Pope. Yeah. The Pope tweeted about us 3 weeks after Smith said something. We had to win now.
That's great.
Undefeated. So, and then that's great. So we talked about the boob girls, Morgana, the beer guy. I thought Flacco. I talked about the Broncos early in the season, thinking that they were going to be something. Obviously, I was wrong on that one. But Flacco came out this week and kind of talked shit about his coach and everything. Not really talk shit about the coach, just about the
right?
Yeah. So he comes out post game press conference. I'm like, look at this, man. Flacco's really talking shit. Maybe this is gonna get the turnaround, because he was pissed that I think in the Colts game they had a chance like late in the game with a minute left to, and maybe they had the lead, to like go down and like be more aggressive with like a minute left or something right. like that. Right. And you know, instead of just trying to milk a clock and get them to take a timeout, and then the Colts went down the field, scored and won. So he was saying, look, we're 2-6. Why can't we just be aggressive? Let's just go for it. If we make the first down, we win. Right. You know. Right. So I'm like, man, this is finally it. Flacco's stepping up, doing shit. The next damn day, they're like, Flacco's out. I'm like, oh well, shit on that.
There you go. So they're talking about firing that dude again after one and done. Didn't they do that? This with the last coach?
You found Fangio.
The first dude. Vance Joseph, wasn't he the coach for a year? Or maybe.
Oh no,
years.
I think he was a couple years. Two, three.
Yeah. A whole 2 years.
Yeah, two. No, he was there. I don't know. Yeah. But he didn't do too good. They're not doing too good. But Elway's not fucking around with these guys. But Elway, you got to get some players in that building too. Get a quarterback.
He needs to find a quarterback, right? That's what he needs. Amazing how he can't pick one. He grabbed Peyton off the scrap heap. That's what he's hanging his hat on. But hey, it worked. That one Super Bowl buy you some time. Look, I'm just talking about Dan Quinn. He lost and he's still coaching.
Right. And we had, speaking of Breeze and the guys, we had all kinds of Saints fans like, oh, Breeze shouldn't play yet. He shouldn't play. I said, dude, if he's healthy, he should play. And number two is, you don't know what's going on in that locker room. If Breeze, like you think because some dude said 6 weeks ago that it's going to take him 6 to 8 weeks. Well, it's Drew fucking Breeze. Like I said in that speech, that motherfucker's doing thumb calisthenics in ice and everything else going in. If he's ready to play, he's ready to play. Comes out 34 of 43. He threw 43 times. 34 of 43 for 373 and three touchdowns.
He only had three. I thought he had four. That's great. Either way, that's impressive. Yeah, listen, no doubt. He came out with that explanation of the thumb when he was comparing it throwing a baseball and shooting a basketball. That was great. Obviously, he's a stud. He knows what's going on.
Right.
And he's going to tell him, I'm ready to play. Okay, you're playing.
Right.
That's all it is. You know what it is. Right. Come on.
People are like, oh, they heard some doctor say it takes 6 weeks. Well, fucking dude, if he says it's takes me five, then it takes five. Fucking yeah.
Right. It takes four. It takes two. Right. It takes eight. It is what it is. I'm ready to play. I'm playing. Okay.
But our boy, one of the games we had covered that was, you go against the Jets. I should put the Jets in that category too with the Dolphins and the Skins. I meant to say the Jets.
Oh, Dolphins and the Skins. Yeah.
The Nick Perrone Jets. But, but Minshew, our boy, 22 of 34, 279 and three touchdowns. He had eight carries for 28 yards. I mean, I know it's the Jets, but dude, they're 5-5 or 4-4 or something like that. The Jags.
Oh man, that's a guy right there, Dirk Diggler. Love him. He's gonna take the job. I mean,
I can't see him giving back to Foles when he comes back.
Why? Right. At this point, no, right.
He's everything Baker Mayfield wanted to be in life.
Right. That dude can't even get through a press conference.
He got up and left the other day.
Come on, man. You got to get some skins on the wall before you do that.
Yeah.
You got to walk out of press conferences? Come on, dude.
Suck it up, bro.
Never let him see you sweat, homeboy.
Right. You can't stand out there at a baseball game chugging beers like you're one of the fucking cool guys and then all of a sudden start sobbing up on this shit.
Right. And melt like an 8-year-old.
Like soft candy. I don't know what soft candy is, but it's Halloween. He's melting like. All right, you got anything else before about last week? Obviously, Saints and LSU kicking butt, but they're on a bye. World Series stuff. Man, this game's now it's still 1-0 in a fourth game 7, but Houston's starting to get a little something going.
It's been a great World Series, man. I mean, this is if Houston wins, this will be the first home team that won, right? I mean,
yeah, it's unbelievable. They said last night.
Back the other way.
Yep, this is the first time in any sport of the big ones, NHL, NBA, or MLB, that there's been 6 road game wins in a 7-game series ever.
Yeah, it looks like that's crazy. That's unbelievable. Strasburg pitched his ass off last night right there, and his numbers in the postseason are unreal. Someone was talking this way. He's like one of the best postseason pitchers in history. I think he's got 56 innings pitched or something. That's some ridiculous numbers. But after he gave up those 2 runs in the first inning, he went 7 1/3 of nothing or whatever it was into the 8th inning, and in that spot on the road against that use is impressive.
They had to have it because you know their backs were against the wall at that point. They were so high after they left Houston the first 2 games, and then to go to Washington and just get shellacked 3 games in a row, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they did get beat up, and that, I mean, especially after the first thing, you're like, oh man, he could have easily just went into the bag, but he that was impressed. And then Verlander's 0-6. He didn't get the loss last night, right? But so he's 0-6 in a World Series. It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
How he's ridiculous in, you know, obviously the regular season, but then even in the AL, DS and CS, whatever it is, DS and it's CS. And then when he gets to the, but how cool is it that he had like seven, he had seven World Series starts, first of all.
Right.
That's a whole other thing.
Oh, shit.
And then Scherzer's doing what he's doing. I'm rooting for him. He's like a straight up street fighter out there on the man right now. He's battling. So he's got two guys on here again. They got to scrape off a couple for me, at least keep it interesting.
He got out of that inning, so it's still 1-0. It's going into the fifth already, I think.
Oh, yeah, I can hold it later. Yeah, okay. And then, I don't know, man. I was thinking about, I heard something about Bryce Harper today, too, and how it's like the Nationals turned it on once he left. I think it's great. I love it. It's kind of style over substance, or this is at least substance over style, addition by subtraction, whatever. I was working down in Philly when Harper came. It was ridiculous. Harper came, the ridiculous amount of hype. $300 million. I don't know if the dude hit 240.
Right.
He plays hard, no doubt, and he sells some tickets, but I'm glad to see the highest bidder isn't getting rewarded on that one.
Right.
That's just my old school mentality, I guess.
It never seems to work out in baseball for them when they really put the money on the table for them guys, man. It's just too much sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see what happens with Cole. He's going to be the next $200 million guy, and the Astros are already saying they're out of the bidding. I mean, can you give him something? Can you try? I don't understand that.
Right. You just give up before you start?
Right, and if they win this game, they're going to win a World Series. Right. And he was like, they literally rode him the entire. Right. He was like 29-0 at one point.
Right, I mean, obviously he's the ace. Verlander's not your guy. He's the guy.
Oh, right, and it ain't Greinke. They didn't even have anybody. Greinke wasn't even there a month ago.
Still waiting for Greinke. I still thought Greinke was going to give up some runs tonight. He's not giving up anything.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Top of the fifth.
I feel it coming right now. All right, so anything else from last week? Like I said, we've been killing it in NHL. Don't forget, check us out on Instagram and Twitter. You get all our daily picks. These are the ones we're talking about with Major League Baseball, NBA, and NHL. So make sure you check us out on there. That's the Wager Makers podcast on Facebook. Twitter's at the Wager Makers. Instagram's at the Wager Makers. And you can email us if you have any questions at thewagermakers@gmail.com. Just want to say this. My fantasy team went from 1-3 to 4-3. Kicking ass.
Who cares? Not gambling.
Ass. It's fun. Bragging rights.
So how are we? Yeah, I'm going to blow right past that. How are we number two in the NHL? How many losses do we have? Two?
One loss, but I think the other guy's got more plays than us, so he's got – it goes by units. Units won.
Gotcha. So we went with three. The three late games tonight, the Avalanche at home against Florida. Actually, no, and then we have the Canucks on the road in L.A., and then the Preds, Nashville Predators at home. Against the Flames, those are our three picks there. I'm back on my over in the first period too, Smith. So just a little hint: if there any game that's the total for the game is over 6.5, take the over in the first period. It's back to winning at a unprecedented
clip. But we can't do that on Sports Watch Monitor. But I would like to do.
Right. Well, there's other avenues.
right. So.
All right. Well, in the NBA. What's going on in the NBA before we get to the meat and the bones here?
Well, I want to apologize for my bet. We were kicking ass in the NBA, and that kind of threw us off Monday night. I had some floor seats for the Pelicans against Golden State. I thought sure that they would finally get their first win. They were playing hard, and they just looked like deers in headlights when I was there the other night. I don't know what happened. It was ugly.
Were you sitting on the floor the other night?
Yeah. Should I test?
That wasn't a bad pick, though. That wasn't because Golden State was not looking good. I mean, they were obviously due, but they that wasn't too crazy. But and even, you know what, even made me feel better about it. The line kept going up. So I'm like, you know what, it's not. I was on board with that. That wasn't too bad.
Well, I kind of made that pick. What was it, Saturday? I told you. I said, listen, I'm going to the Pels Monday night, and I know I'm going to be taking them. They're going to get their first win. Golden State sucks. But I when I said that, I kind of thought the Pels would be.
They didn't have a win yet either. Yeah.
Right. I kind of thought the Pels would be even, or maybe getting two or something like that at home. And then, but the big story after Saturday night was how bad the Warriors are, and there was a whole thing about it. And that all day Monday they were talking about how bad the Warriors are. I was like, oh, we're in trouble. We're in trouble now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that line, I mean, what did it end up? We finally got it.
Five.
Like 5 points or something.
Pels were favored by five.
And I think I saw in the morning it was four. So, I mean, the money was kept coming in. So, interesting. I mean, that's why typically when you see that's not a bad thing, especially if you get it at four. But, you know, there's another, you know, 1,000 games left, so we'll get that one back. No worries.
We were, like I said, before Monday, we were number 6 altogether in NBA. So we got time. Let's just keep plugging away at that.
And one of the things with the fucking NBA now, this happened to us last year a little bit. It was this load management shit. So you can't bet like tonight. You got the Clippers in Utah getting 6. So obviously Kawhi's not playing, right? And then Paul George is still out. So how do you know when he's going to play and when he's not going to play? And then I think the Lakers are probably going to start doing something similar with LeBron. So I guess you just follow the line and see who's playing or who's not playing. But that just, can the players play for the, you know, for the $250 million they get?
Right. And I'm a little pissed because I did like the Sixers tonight and they're blowing out Timberwolves, but you took the Blazers, and I was just a little gun shy from last couple nights, so we didn't do too good. So I just waited. I was like, we'll just take one. We'll just do one NBA game tonight, but we'll see how it turns out. We got a long season to go. We'll just keep plugging away.
Yeah, we'll get that. That's, I mean, we're down to what, the last 4 weeks of college, right? It's almost done by Thanksgiving, right around Thanksgiving.
Well, it's time to keep. Right now, we're exactly 55-55 in college football. So the only thing we're down units-wise is the VIGs on 55 plays, which is about 6,000 units, the way it plays on our thing there. So we got just a few more winning weeks and get back into plus on that, and then keep plugging away at the NFL and getting a plus.
Oh, yeah. All right. Before we get into that, let's talk suicide. I'm still in the suicide pool over here.
So is Bohannon. He's freaking out this week.
Yeah, tough week. So I got the best options, I guess. I'll say the best options that I have available still are the Niners, which I'm leaning towards. And then another one I was going to pick was somebody at home. Seattle against Tampa Bay. So I don't know. I went back and forth. So I ended up, I put in the Niners just because it's a Thursday, I think was probably the deciding factor. I'll find out sooner than later, but not the best way to do it. But I don't know. I just, you know, I see the defense and against that offensive line, particularly against Arizona. I don't know that I do think they're going to cover the 10, but I'm hoping, thinking, I mean, they're not going 16-0, obviously. But I think they can get out of this week with a win. So what are your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, I do. I think, and Bohannon went with the 49ers as well in his pick. He gave me the pick today. He was sweating it out last week because there was like no upsets all weekend long, and he went with the Steelers last week against the Dolphins. So he was like sweating it out all the way till Monday. He's sweating it out, and his team's down 14-0 before you even know what happened. I know he was freaking out. So, but he's still in the big one, same as you. But he's going with the 49ers this week. But I like Seattle. But I think if I had to pick between the two, I like to pick home teams personally. But I go with the bigger point spread. That's the way.
And Tampa, I mean, obviously Jameis, my hope for him was another, that's right up there with my Falcons pick, but they kind of got robbed last week, so I don't know if they'll be angry. That's a long trip, tough place to play up there in Seattle. It may be, you know, it's getting colder, but not that I'm talking myself out of the Niners, but I'm just hoping the Niners get out of there. You know, if they win by half a point, I'll take a half point win in that game.
That's all that matters. You know. All right, so that's the Survivor deal. You want to move on and see? You got right. any? Got any yeah, let's start with it. The NCAA.
Let's do it.
All right.
What do you like? Say, we're 55-55.
55-55. But the last 3-4 weeks we were in the plus. So this will be the week to put us over.
All right. Let's do it. What you got?
Well, we'll start with the night. We'll start with the
tomorrow night.
There's two games Thursday night and a game on Friday.
Yep.
You got West Virginia goes to Baylor, getting a bunch of points, 17.5 or so. Georgia Southern goes to the undefeated Appalachian State, getting 15.5.
Hold on. Yeah. I think the other one, yeah, Baylor, what'd you say, 18.5? Yeah, that's a number. And 56, and it went up since we got on this call. It was 55.5. So the more we wait, the worse it's getting.
You got any thoughts on these ones?
I like Appalachian State, man. I think I don't know too much about Georgia Southern, but they're at home. That's tough. Like that's one of those teams, you know, that gets all the guys that aren't academically eligible for the bigger programs. I saw them play. Didn't we have them against somebody? We did some. We were somehow, I don't know if we bet on them or against them or something, but they played tough. I think I like them in this game. I probably wouldn't play it if it wasn't a Thursday night, but I like that game. And then poor Nick Perrone, he's stuck with the Jets in West Virginia. Little Nick goes to WVU. I don't know. 18.5 seems like a lot, but I think they're both going to score in the high 20s. So in this game, I would go over that 56. I liked it better at the 55.5, but I think they're both going to score you know, 35. Baylor's going to score 35 in the 30s, and West Virginia could probably get it into the 20s, I'm thinking. So I think the over is the safest bet. You?
Man, I don't know.
That's tough.
I kind of I was thinking about Georgia Southern because I think Appalachian State, everybody has heard about them. They think something. But 16
based
points
on
or what
schedule.
It is.
Yeah. I hear it. I get it.
Georgia Southern lost to your Minnesota team only by 3 points in September. Did you know that?
That's my boys right there. I know. Yeah, but that was early on, though. That's before they got rolling.
All right. Well, I mean, you want to go?
I'll take.
No, I don't feel either way. I just knew I knew you'd come out the box taking points. I'm taking favorites. I knew that. I knew that was coming. I'm not willing. I mean, I knew that was. I didn't know about Baylor, West Virginia, but I knew.
Baylor, I'm not too sure about. But that West Virginia defense has burned me so many, even when they were good.
Well, I'm fine with the over. I'm fine with the over in that. Fine with the over. So we got over Baylor, and we'll go with App State. And then you got your Navy boys playing against UConn, a horrible UConn team, Friday night. But it's a lot of damn points too.
The thing that scares me about this though, this game, which I mean, it's a lot of points, 27.5 points and 55. I think you might be okay with the under here. I mean, how many possessions is UConn going to have in this game? If Navy runs the ball, how long is it going to take Navy to score? Is the question. And is Connecticut going to score at all? So. That's what I think about when I think of this game. Navy's going to easily can eat up 7.5 minutes in a heartbeat. And then if they don't score, then it's the under's in for sure. But we got to get our intern on this, Smith. Has Navy ever laid? Is this the biggest point spread for Navy ever? I wonder.
I don't know. I can tell you. I'm looking right now. So they beat Tulane last week by 3. They beat USF by 32 points, but that was at home. They beat Tulsa by, I got to do math here, 28 points. That was at Tulsa.
Right. Who'd Connecticut lose? Did they lose to like
Connecticut played Liberty? And won at UMass last week.
Right, but that's like me and you playing.
They lost to Houston by only 7.
All right.
They lost.
When was that?
That was the game before.
The game before everybody quit.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. No. Game before, just still with there's kind of second string quarterbacks in there. But they lost. They lost 49-7 to Tulane. They lost by 26 to USF. They lost by a whole bunch. They only lost by 8 to Illinois. I mean, they only have 2 wins.
I don't know. I got a hard time. 28. Navy minus 27 is a tough thing to swallow. I mean.
So you want to take a home dog? You want to just be our opportunity to take a home dog?
Yeah, and that pick is going to be Connecticut. It's going to be UConn. It's going to be a basketball school. All right, take it.
No, I don't know. I like Navy. We always like Navy.
I mean, you know, I always go for those guys. Let's take the under too. It's safe.
So we're going to be safe and play two plays. That's what we're going to be safe. Right, we're going to be safe and lay 28 and go under. That's what you're saying?
It's going to be 28-0. It's going to be 28-0.
All right, we're going to go Navy and under. Man, if you're listening at home, I know you don't feel too confident. Don't worry. We've been doing good on Saturdays.
Right. Well, this is a Friday.
That's why I'm saying we'll be getting to the good shit.
Right. We'll get you back. We'll get you back on Saturday. These are entertainment only picks. I mean, they're very small.
Yeah. If you know someone with a gambling problem, call 1-800 something.
Right. Or even put a little parlay. Do a small parlay. The Navy and the under.
All right. So we got over Baylor, Appalachian State, Navy, and under Navy. All right, that's our
weekend. I mean, right there, that's a minimum of 2-2, no doubt.
Okay, let's get to Saturday. What do you like Saturday?
I didn't say that. When I first looked at it, I didn't like anything. But then I looked at it. I like your Tulane. I try to pick some. And then early, I think we're down on NC State. I like Wake Forest. I think they can score. So NC State, Wake Forest. It's always a good thing to bet against Rutgers, even though Illinois is down. And then that's kind of a number too. I think it's 21. I think I like Michigan to play well again. We got to pick something in that Florida game. Maybe we'll take the points in Florida, Georgia. I'll take that. And then did I miss any? Oh, K-State. I think K-State is going to.
Kansas.
Yeah, Kansas has been kind of a thorn in our side, but we're usually laying fucking 4 touchdowns. So I think a 6-point, we might be safe there. And I'll tell you what, that's a testament to the Mad Hatter.
He is having a good season. I mean, they've only got 3 wins, But man, they're playing decent football. They're playing better than I've seen Kansas in the last several years. That's for
in
sure.
In a long time. They beat Texas Tech
last week. Beat Texas Tech.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge.
And lost by two at Texas. That's quality ballplay.
That was my pick a couple weeks ago. I'm like, this is easy. That was the one T-Bones was yelling at me about. I was like, good pick, Webb. It seems like this Colorado every week. I'm on them too. I just don't know. Hey, make the points. There you go. I don't know who is UCLA going to beat by 6.5 points. So that's what got my attention to Colorado. Plus it's later on Saturday night, and that's everybody that I had.
All right. Well, I don't know if it's good news or bad news, but several of these, I totally am with you on that. I had Wake Forest. I know you're gonna call me a homer, but I like Tulane. They coming off.
I like Tulane.
They got That's smoked by Memphis 2 weeks ago, and then I think they were still sleepwalking against I think it was Navy last week, and got down by like three touchdowns, and came all the way back and tied it up 28-28 just to have Navy kick a field goal to win it on the last play of the game. I think Tulane comes back at home and starts kicking ass again. I also said, look, we got Rutgers the week before. We going with Illinois. Rutgers goes back on the road in the Big Ten, and so we're going to go with Illinois. And yeah. I actually
have Tulane's 10.5. Make sure you buy that. Wake Forest is 7.5. Make sure you buy it. What do you got? Illinois, I think, got 20.5 here.
Yep.
So buy that to 20.
Yep. I like Florida at home, the home dog.
Well, that's in Jacksonville. That's the world's biggest.
Oh, that's the cocktail party deal. Right. Well, I'll still take 6.5.
Yeah, we'll take the touchdown. I think it's 6.5. Let me find it. Yep. Plus 7. Colorado, we can get to plus 7. And then which one are we missing here?
Oh, you like Michigan, you said.
I don't know. I mean, at first, like I said, when I looked at it, I didn't have too many.
And I got a couple other. I got a couple other ones if we want to talk about. Oh, you had K-State, too, you said.
Yeah, I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
I know I've kind of been harping on how I don't like Syracuse this year, and they're laying 3 to Boston College. I like Boston College.
I knew this one was coming.
I laid off them for a while, but I'm black on. I like Boston College.
I saw that. I just laughed to myself out loud. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, listen, Syracuse ain't doing dick.
All right. Nebraska's laying 3 going to Purdue. I think Purdue's
I don't know if that kid is the kid more hurt and the quarterback still hurt. There's just a couple of questions in that game. I don't know. I kind of looked at it too, but I don't know. There's too many unknowns. Nebraska, they got to win one of these games. I mean, I don't know if they're what their record is, but I don't know if did Donatella Moore or something is the sophomore, and then the quarterback. I forget what the quarterback was, but if they're playing, it produces a decent play.
All right. Well, we'll skip that. Right. I also looking at Tennessee. I know it's weird, but they're favored by 12, I believe, over UAB. Tennessee's actually, after this first few weeks of the season, has kind of settled down and been playing better. They beat South Carolina last time out, and then they got whooped by Alabama. But really, they were within a score. They were about to go in for a score that would have made it a one score game in the fourth quarter. Dude picks it up, ran back 100 yards. The game before that, they beat Mississippi State. So I think they're playing a lot better. I think they can win. They can cover by 2 touchdowns in this game.
Wasn't UAB like canceling football a couple years ago or something?
I don't know. They're 6-1 right now though, but I think they were some kind of issue a while back, but it's 6-1 against, you know, Rice and Old Dominion and Western Kentucky and stuff. So.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're Tennessee, they do still recruit. They still get athletes. I think this is a game that they can kind of get right on. That's fair enough.
There's a big game out west later on in the evening. USC is getting points at home. I was kind of thinking about taking a home dog in that one. I know you like Oregon.
Yeah, that one I'm going to push back on. I think Oregon can actually sneak into the depending on what happens, it's going to be interesting next week. So what happens if whoever loses the LSU Georgia game, LSU, excuse me, Alabama game, and then whoever, both of those teams or one of those teams is going to have to play Georgia, right? So they would end up playing Georgia one of those teams could conceivably have 2 losses, LSU or Alabama is what I'm saying.
Right.
And they would be at that point be out 4, which would be kind of weird, would be crazy.
Yeah, but if you got to think of whoever they play in the championship. If that other team beats them, they'll probably be in too. I don't know. I can't see a scenario where Oregon gets
into
not if Georgia
loses this week.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I
know you like Herbert and Oregon. I'm not a fan of theirs, but we can skip on that one too.
All right.
So right now we got other than the four night games, we got Florida, BC, Illinois, Tulane, Tennessee, Wake Forest, Colorado, and Kansas State.
Yep. You said Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how crazy is that Miami Florida State game? It's not even, we don't even mention it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Do you like anybody in that? You have any thoughts on that? I think Florida State's favored by a field goal, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I have no idea. Either team could completely just come out so flat, it'd be infuriating.
Florida State's at home. That's the only saving grace they might have.
Yeah, right. Right. I would agree with that part of it. But I mean, if you want to take somebody, if you want to take Florida State, I wouldn't argue with it. But they're just, at one point, you just got to realize that they're bad. They're not good.
But that you can say that about both teams.
Absolutely. Well, at least I think they had some injuries. That quarterback who played the first game for Miami against Florida hasn't played. There's even a different freshman in there playing now. So not that I'm making an excuse for them, but that's better than what's going on at Florida State.
I think we stay away from that one.
All right, fair enough. That's probably enough.
All right, so the problem is we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them that we feel pretty good about on Saturday. And then on Thursday or Friday, we got half of that we're like, that sucks. But all right, so that's our picks. Over Baylor, App State, Navy, under Navy, Florida, BC, Illinois, Tulane, Tennessee, Wake, Colorado, Kansas State.
Yep.
12 games. All right, let's move it over to the NFL. We already talked a little bit about the Thursday night game.
I don't know how you can. I mean, I guess I could see a scenario where Arizona covers, sure, especially against an 8-0 team, whatever they are, 7-0. So yeah, I know you want to take the points there.
I do. I think we should start looking more reasons to take points. Home dogs. And look, what I'm saying is, right now we're halfway through the NFL season. What's going to happen is maybe this home dog will not come and play and win. But what I'm saying is, if we start looking at more home dogs and things like that for the next 8 weeks, maybe we can get ourselves back to even money is what I'm saying. If we do the right thing, if we do the right thing more often than not, it's going to come up. That's what I think.
Yeah. Okay.
It may not be this time, but I'm saying it may not be this time. But if we do things like this more often than that, if we did it last week, I mean, we had Washington. There was no reason why we shouldn't take the Vikings.
If we picked opposite every pick that we made, we'd be in first place.
I'm sure we would.
All right. So having said that, so our thinking was flawed thus far. So let's let's take the points. Go ahead. That's fine.
All right. See. We're going cards. All right, the other games I have circled this week, we have to take the London games or whatever heck they're doing. Because I like to roll out of bed in the morning and be losing money by the time I even open one eye in the morning.
Yep.
But I ain't going against Dirk Diggler-Minshew.
Nah, that's easy. That's an easy one, Jackson. Especially with what's going on with Houston anyways. That's another team. I don't know how that dude goes. I don't know how the GM has a job. Literally, Deshaun Watson could be – if he was on a team like, I don't know, some team with a good offensive line, pick a team, he would be second, and he'd be in the top three for MVP candidates. The dude's a magician. I'm a huge fan of his. But he can't do it by himself. Will Fuller is hurt yet again, the wide receiver. J.J. Watt is hurt yet again. Their secondary sucks. Their coach sucks. Their GM sucks.
No running game. I don't even know who their running backs are, basically.
I think they got Carlos Hyde. He's decent. Yeah. But I think even Tunstall, whatever his name is, the left tackle they drafted or traded for early on, I think he's hurt too. So this is
JJ Watt's out.
Easy. Yep. I'm not saying it's definitely an easy call. It's not going to be an easy win, but it's an easy call for, especially with our.
We're riding with our guy. That's why.
Us hanging. Hanging with Dirk Diggler. No doubt.
Okay. What else you got on your list?
You just want to do Sunday and Monday real quick, and we'll get into the other games.
Sure. I'm not betting against the Patriots, but that's going against everything that I've talked about the whole day.
Right. I had Baltimore written down here. It's funny. just my thing is, the Patriots, I don't think they care. They're getting to the point their offensive line is hurt again. That guy's starting. I don't know how they even do it, but their defense is great. They're not going to win 16 games. I don't think they care to. They're real close to having that thing locked up throughout the playoffs anyways. Brady is not going to come close to taking heavy hits. But having said that, I'm no fan of Baltimore's. I don't know if Earl Thomas is playing. Their secondary is banged up. Their defense is vastly overrated. I'm not a fan of the coach either. It's not going to take too much to say.
Well, no, I'll tell you what. If you had the Ravens written down, right, and I just get done on my soapbox talking about home dogs and shit, I'll put my money where my mouth is and take Baltimore as a home dog here. I'll do that. If that's what you that's what you had written down.
I did, just because, again, like I said, the Patriots, especially at this point, it's already, the division's over. Well, I guess that's not true. I don't know how afraid they are of Buffalo, but, you know, Buffalo and New England, I can't compare them yet. So I think Baltimore's a decent play here.
All right, we'll go Baltimore. I can't say all that shit and then turn around 5 seconds later and go, well, not when it's not when it comes to the Patriots, but. Right. But actually, the Patriots were one of my caveats that I put in the beginning. You got this and that.
No, that's right. Right.
But mean, no, I'll take a home dog. Well, speaking of home dogs, you want to talk about Monday night?
I can't see. I mean, I have Dallas written down here, and I'm loath to do that. I never really picked a Cowboys. I just think when you compare apples to apples, Dallas has got to play better, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. I think what's his name is regressing. Daniel Jones. The running back is awesome, but if you watch that game, he got ran over 3 or 4 times trying to block the blitzer. So, I don't think you want to take the Giants. I'm fine betting because that's, you know, I'm kind of arm's length on this game anyway. But they're out of each other's leagues.
All right. Yesterday, Daniel Jones had 28 of 41 for 322 and 4 touchdowns. Just so you know.
Yeah. What about the game before that?
Well, I know. But what I'm saying is if we're going to do this, let's do it. Home dog 7.5 in the division.
Take it. Buy it to 8.
And you know what's going to happen? This is going to be the week. There's an article on Monday about how the sports books got fucking hammered because the favorites won every fucking game.
Yeah, every line over 6 won by 25.
Right. Oh, boy.
All right, well, the good news is I only have 3 other games written down here.
All right, and I only have 2, so what do you got?
Seattle.
Okay.
That's less than a touchdown. I'm not sure. I guess Seattle got beat up pretty good last week. I thought would have kind of increased the line, but I guess it maybe stayed the same. And is Giovanni, or what's his name? Giovanni and Clowney. Has he done anything? Did it was his better 25.
Not that I've seen, but I haven't really, to be honest with you, I haven't seen Seattle on TV as much.
But he's not blowing it. It's not in the, you're not hearing about that motherfucker. So.
Right.
Anyways, I do like Seattle in that game. I don't know what's going on with Tampa Bay. Very disappointed in Jameis. The other game I have is the Bills. I think they're going to put a hurting on the Redskins. The Redskins, defensively in particular, there's no one playing. They don't really have anybody any good, I don't think. And the Bills got kind of beat up last week. That defense is for real. I don't know how many points the Redskins going to score, and the Bills could probably score 14, 17 points just handing the ball off 55 times. So I did like that one. And then the other game I have is the under in the Eagles and the Bears. The easiest way to beat the Eagles is kind of to run the ball. I think that the Bears are going to do that because they cannot pass it. They have a good defense. DeSean Jackson still isn't back. What's his name? Alshon Jeffries fucking said, what's his name? Says Carson Wentz is an asshole. He's selfish. So I don't know how that's going to work. I do think the Eagles will probably win, but I don't know how many points either team's going to score.
All right. That sounds good. I'm not crazy about the Bills bet, but I've been a Bills fan all season long. So we can stick with that. There's 2 other games that I kind of liked. I like the Lions. We've talked a little bit about
them.
They're
on the road, though, right?
Yeah, they're going on the road.
I like the Lions.
But basically, a 2-point spread, you know, just got to – and they're getting a couple.
Yeah, the Raiders, that's tough, I think. They're getting +2.5. Yeah, we could buy that to 3. That may work. And what's the other one?
I like the Colts. I think the Steelers are still not good just because they beat the Dolphins and came back and looked good. I just don't see how they can beat a decent team with the squad that they have playing right now with the quarterback play.
The quarterback play is bad. What's his name get hurt? Connor? Did he get hurt on the last play of the game?
I think he did, but I haven't seen much about whether he's going to be able to play this week. Something about an ACL shoulder, AC joint or something. Is that such a thing?
Yeah, the Colts. I mean, yeah, AC. Yeah, the Colts don't really beat anybody they win ugly. I don't know what are they, 5-2, 6-2, something like
five
that, which
two.
Is impressive in itself.
5-2.
I'm a little fucking pissed off at them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, after they let us down last week. Kind of,
and in the games when I thought they'd kind of lay down, they played well. So I think the Steelers' defense is getting better, but it's really hard to judge teams playing the Dolphins. Yeah, I mean that's easy enough. I like that one better than I like the Lions.
All right, well I'll cross out the Lions and we'll take the Colts.
All right,
so we got the Cardinals Thursday. We got the Jags in London. The Colts, Seattle, Baltimore, the Giants, the under in the Eagles, and the Bills.
Yep.
8 plays, and we got 12 total in college. 4 on the weeknights and
7 and 1. Cowboys are going to shellack the Giants.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll I think I'm going to Biloxi this week. I got the bye week in Alabama. Got the bye week in, I keep selling Alabama. Bye week in LSU, bye week in the Saints. And Halloween stuff will be over at the bars and everything. I think me and Shannon are going to zip on out to Biloxi. I'm going to wake up and bet some stuff in the sports book and hang out all day like Saturday and Sunday. It'll be fun.
There you go. Little table games, going to roll some bones.
Yeah, whatever it takes, man. I also like to just lose my money in 3 hours on a couch.
Versus dinner to roll the dice. Yeah, right. No doubt. I'm on.
So
speaking of those giant cowboy game, my man Herman Colbert, I want to give him a shout out.
Herb,
boy from back when, from Freehold. He's a cowboy fan. He's always repping the boys too, man. Cowboys gear, head to toe. That's my man. Hack, don't forget who taught you how to play darts, baby. You're the man there now, so don't forget that shit. And he'll probably be at the game Monday night. I may end up going there. Going myself. I'm not sure yet.
Cool. Get some pictures and shit. Put them out for us.
Yep.
See if you see anybody that looks like Scott Van Pelt. Put them on it.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. So, yeah, I'll find it.
You watch SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt. They go to Where in the World is Scott Van Pelt or something.
Yeah, I got that after the figured that out.
So we want to thank John Grove for the bumper music. Don't forget Facebook, The Wager Makers Podcast, at The Wager Makers on Twitter, at The Wager Makers on Instagram, TheWagerMakers@gmail.com. If you want to email us, you can check out our picks at SportsWatchMonitor.com. iHeartRadio, Devin already told you about the YouTube, Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Webb, you got anything else to tell the people?
That's it, man. Go to YouTube, subscribe, like, and hit the notification, just like Debbie said.
Yep. And look, keep telling some friends. If you like the show, keep telling some friends. You tell two friends, they tell two friends. That's all it takes to get this thing going. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Later, Smith.
All right.